This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. When people think about thoroughbreds, they often imagine these athletic horses barreling down a racetrack to the delight of spectators rooting on their favorite to win. What people generally don't think about is the life of a thoroughbred off the racetrack. Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds is a local group looking to get people thinking more about a thoroughbred's use outside of racing. Group founder, Holly Steinmeier.
It is a group of people who either own thoroughbreds or are just fans of them, and we are trying to help make the transition from racehorse to whatever their second career might be a little bit easier.
Steinmeier and her husband have close ties to the thoroughbred breed and have been racing them for years. These ties to the breed is what led them to start Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds.
My husband and I breed them and train them and race them, and we felt like it was important to give back to them by making sure that the thoroughbreds have some better options, and we're hoping to make more people think, oh, I think I'd like to consider a thoroughbred. And they can be good trail horses, show horses, just all-around pleasure horses. They can pretty much do anything because, after all, they are bred, and they've been bred for centuries to be athletes, and they are pretty amazing creatures.
Steinmeier makes it clear they're not a horse rescue operation. Their goal is to display what a versatile breed the thoroughbred is to encourage people to seek out and adopt or purchase a horse who either can't race anymore or was never suited for the track. Part of how Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds helps showcase what great horses thoroughbreds can be off the track is by sponsoring show awards specifically for the breed.
Well, we have a series of horse shows throughout the season. Basically, they run from April through October, and most of them thus far have been hunter jumper, dressage shows, some horse trials, but if there's interest in more Western or open shows or even the Western dressage, we are open to giving our awards at those shows. So you just take a regular old horse show, and the thoroughbred that competes at that show and ends up with the most points, so whoever has the most blue ribbons, or if they don't win a single class, but they, like, if there's one thoroughbred there and it gets one sixth place ribbon, it's the High Point thoroughbred, and it wins $50 in cash, a really beautiful hand-painted trophy plate, and really, really big, nice ribbon, and then reserve gets a big reserve ribbon and $10 in cash.
One of the awards the group gives out is the Super Award. This year, they're changing up the qualifications needed to be eligible for the prize.
Last year was the first year we did the Super Award, and it is a $1,000 cash award, and it's given to a thoroughbred and that thoroughbred's rider. And the stipulation is that the Super Award is only open to thoroughbreds that have raced at Fairmount Park. This year's 2015 Super Award is open to thoroughbreds that raced at Fairmount in 2012, 2013, or 2014. So that opens up quite a few more horses. Last year's Super Award was only for horses that had raced the previous year.
With spring officially here, show season is on its way. Steinmeier went over information on the first show a Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds Award will be presented at.
The first show of this season that will have Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds Awards is an all thoroughbred show in Caseyville, and that is on April 18th, and it's having a civilized start at 10 in the morning, which is kind of nice. It's at East Lake Farm, and then I really want people to put on their calendars October 18th, the date of our Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds all thoroughbreds show. We can use people to help work. We want people to bring their thoroughbreds out. We're going to have some demonstrations, and we'd love for people to come watch.
For more information on the Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds group or for a calendar of their shows, Steinmeier gave the following resources.
We have a website, which is THTIllinois.com. We also have Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds page on Facebook. And I think my number is often available in different newspapers like the Illinois Horse Network.
Again, that was Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds founder Holly Steinmeier. The Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds website once more is thtillinois.com. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.